This is the Anxious Developer. I'm your host, Andres Gravach. Welcome to the show. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the first episode of this podcast. I'm your host, Andres Gravach. And let's dig in. So, what is this podcast about? The podcast is about how to manage your stress in as a developer in any job, actually, that's related to programming. Doesn't have to be exactly a software developer. It can be maybe project manager or something else, but related to programming in, or IT, better way to say it in any way. Myself, I am a developer. I think I have 3 to 4 years of experience developing software. So in this podcast, what I would like to talk more about, like I said, is not more about me, myself, what I'm doing and what I'm achieving, is more about my experience of how to deal with stress, and hopefully I can help other people that are just a beginner in this field of developer, and maybe I can bring some value to them to understand how to just manage your stress better, I guess. So I would like to say 6 things that I do daily that helps me to manage my stress at work. So I'll start with the first one. This is, I think, a very important routine. It's called my morning routine, and I would say it's not like every day I follow this morning routine, but I would say at least once per week I do. So what's my morning routine? I wake up at 8. I try to wake up at the same time. I use an app called Sleep Cycle, which helps me really good to wake me up in a more light mood. When you put like the basic alarm in, it like wakes you up like trun, trun, or something, and then you're kind of like suddenly wake up, and I don't think that's really good for your brain and for your just how your day starts. So I use an app called Sleep Cycle. It helps you incrementally wake up. That helps a lot. Wakes me up in a good mood to start my day. After I wake up, go brush my teeth, take a shower, all the normal stuff I think most of people do. And then this is the important key, I think, that helped me a lot to just start the day with on the right foot, was to integrate meditations and yoga practices in my morning routine. Now, for the yoga, I do yoga with Adrian. You can find her on YouTube. Really amazing channel, amazing practices, and I think you can find what suits you the best. You can find like some fast yoga practices, and maybe you need more long one. So I found the best for me was it's like 15 to 20 minutes. So I do a yoga a routine in the morning, or I do a meditation. It depends. Sometimes I do both. It really depends on my mood and how much time I have. Then after that, I try to start my day in like not in a rushed way, but more like just calm and relaxed. So I have some time until 10 to do all this morning routine. And at 10, I start my work. And again, I'm not trying to rush into my work as trying to accomplish so much in the first part of the day. I just try to keep a well-balanced, at least I'm trying. I'm not saying it's perfect and definitely far from it. But I'm trying to keep a well-balanced, I try to keep my energy balanced for the day. So I don't go too fast in the morning. I don't go too slow. So that way I'm trying to maintain my productivity during the day the same in a way. So that's the first thing I would say that helped me the most is integrating morning routine before you start your work. So I think that's very important, as if you just start your day with work right away, then That's kind of like a, I think it's a stressful way to start your work, and I don't think it should be. I think your day should start more like light. So that's the first thing. Second is start your work. At least I am starting my work and finishing my work at the same time. I'm trying to. I start my work at 10 p.m. Sorry, 10 a.m. and finishing my work at 6 p.m. And why it helps, why it's good, I think, to keep this this time frame is that your brain associates the time period between 10 and 6, for example, that's the time for work. So our brain loves structure, and structure is a very good way to tell your brain that, hey, this is what usually happens during this time, so you know what to expect of it. So I think that's very important to start your day at the same time and finish your day at the same time. Sometimes I have some work that I didn't finish yet. Maybe I'm like past six and I still have some work, which in some cases is okay. Sometimes, as me working in a startup, that's sometimes essential for our startup, for me to put some more hours, which is okay. But having an idea of keeping the same start and end hours the same, that I think that's a good thing to follow. And it doesn't have to be exactly 8 hours or 7 hours of work or wherever. It's what's important here. It's about starting and ending the same time, and your company may require you to work different times, so you adjust it on your needs. The third one is plan task ahead and be realistic. So before you start your work, try to plan your task for today. I use a Jira. I think I call it Jira. Some people call it Jira. I'm not sure what's the right way. I use Jira for planning my task every work task. My work task every morning. So that way I know what I have to accomplish by the end of the day, or by in general this week, and that helps a lot, because if you try to achieve everything, that creates a lot of stress on you. So I think that's very important to plan task ahead and also be realistic. You know how much usually you get done by a day, and don't plan too much, because if you plan too much and at the end of the day you didn't manage to finish it, then you feel burned out. And what's worse, if you keep doing that, and that builds up more and more and more. Try to be realistic about your task, and don't also be too don't take too low too less tasks, so that way you can like avoid your stress. That's also not a good way to see about it, to look at it. Try to get a realistic picture of how many tasks you can finish per day. And but also it depends not only about how many tasks, is about also the intensity of the task, how hard they are. So that's about the third one. Fourth is about breaks, and I do think breaks is a good way to balance out your day and not to get too much into work, but also sometimes to take a break, declutter from all the problems. Maybe not we as developers know that we don't have the perfect day every day. There's sometimes when we have bugs, and sometimes that there's even a bugs for a week or something. So it's important to take breaks and get out of the your work for a second. I try to follow the one technique called 20-20-20 rule. No, I think it's called just 20 rule. So 20 rule is about every 20 minutes you do a 20-second break and you look 20 meters away, so that way you can rest your eyes. And not only you rest your eyes, you also just a good way to every 20 minutes to a little bit like shake you up. And after that, every 1 hour I try to take a break for 5 minutes. Before, I had a program on my computer, was called Take a Break. It was really amazing. That was really helping me to to follow my breaks, because if you don't have any software that can help you with that, it's really hard to keep track, and it's so easy to get caught up in work that you forget. So right now I would say I got a little bit worse at this, because the software Take a Break, it was not is not really working on my computer, so I'm trying to fix that. But yeah, try to find a software that works for you that reminds you of taking regular breaks. And the next one is being mindful while working. I think this is probably the most important of all of them, is that while you're working, it's important to just be mindful of not only your work but your surroundings also. You What I'm trying to say is that don't get it's good to have a flow. It's good to have a flow state, to be in a flow state while you work, which is amazing. But also sometimes we get so much caught up in our problems, and if we have a bug or we have a problem with our code, we just tend to postpone everything, like breaks, lunch, anything, until we fix that, which sometimes leads it to a good outcome, but most of the time it gets us frustrated and makes us stressed out, because there's a sense like you can never achieve the outcome. So think it's again, it's important to be mindful. So whenever you feel like you're a little bit you got stressed, or you feel like your breath is out of your breath, or maybe you need some water, because we are pretty sure most of us forget to drink water while working, which drinking water is very important. Recently, I think I'm gonna step out the topic here for a second to speak about why I think water is so important. So 1 week ago I tried to do some diving, tried to get my license as a diver, and I got decompression sickness. And if you don't know, decompression sickness means basically the nitrogen doesn't have enough time to escape your body, and when you ascend on the surface, the nitrogen gets out from your bloodstream, and they become like bubbles, and they go in your soft tissues, and you get joint pains, and that's the mild symptoms. The more extreme ones are like when you faint or have gone nauseous or something like that. So anyway, I got the treatment for that. I was very lucky that my insurance covered it. But that what they told me is that I should drink 3 liters to 4 liters of water per day for at least 2 weeks, and I've been drinking already, it's been a week, but even the first 2 days or first 3 days I've been drinking 3 liters per day, I saw how much difference there is in my skin and the way I feel. I feel less stressed. So before that, I think I wouldn't even drink 1 liter per day, because I get so caught up in work, and usually drinking water, it just comes when you want to drink, like when your body asks, needs it. But also it's very mindful to just set a goal for per day of how much water you need to drink. That way you follow that you need to drink 3 liters per day. So I think drinking water, it's very important, and trying to get to reach that 3 to 4 liters per day, that's awesome. But even just by 2 liters, I think that's very very good for your body. So yeah, so going back to this is the last one. The last one is my evening routine, and my evening routine consists of, after I finish my work at 6 p.m., I have a dinner usually, and after that I try to do something fun, like play some board games with my fiance, or I try to engage in less stimulating activities. Like what I mean by stimulating activities is that, for example, playing some video games, like action video games, or watching a very like horror movie or action movies or something like that, that stimulates your brain. And why it's I'm not saying you shouldn't do that at all, but after a hard work day, Doing that actually makes you more tired because your brain, again, like, doesn't work, but in the background, our brain still try to process everything that goes on. So, I think it's very important to try to minimize as less as much as possible the stimulating activities, like playing video games or watching some movies, like very intense movies or something like that. So, I try to do, trying to almost like give back to my body in a way. I try to do again a yoga. Sometimes I do two yogas per day in the morning and the evening. In the evening, I choose more of fast yoga and more like wind down ones. So it's really relax my body. Try to make nice tea from chamomile or something peppermint, for example, and just drinking more water. Drinking tea if you're a tea lover. Some people love coffee. And then maybe listening to some calm music, taking a bath, warm bath, it's also good. And taking your evening slow. At least that's what I do, and for me it works very good. And I feel the difference when I'm not doing that. When I try to choose something more stimulating over something more relaxing, I feel that I'm putting my body at stress again. So, and you have to remember that the next day you go to work again. So, that's not good, I think. So, yeah, that was my 6 tips on how to manage your stress better at work. And I would like to thank you very much for joining this podcast and listening to the first episode. This is actually my first podcast ever that I did. Not sure the road of this podcast, like where it's gonna go. I'm not sure of the direction yet, but I'm gonna listen to my gut and just bring you guys, try to bring you guys value by every episode. And yeah, thank you very much for listening. See you next time. This has been the first episode of The Anxious Developer with me, Andres Gervach. If you like this show, there is a fast free way to demonstrate your support. Leave a review on iTunes. It's the best way for you to let me know what you think I am doing right and what can I improve. 2 to 3 minutes of your time helps me make the best show I possibly can. Hit me up on skrvachandrei@gmail.com if you have any questions. Thank you everyone for listening. Have an amazing week. Thank you.